The crowd that turned out for the march was predominantly Latino, many of them high school age or younger. Several hundred gathered before noon at Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa, but their numbers grew dramatically as the group marched up Mendocino Avenue toward Santa Rosa Junior College. With a helicopter circling high overhead, something that continued all through the afternoon, they soon spilled into the street, filling all four lanes for a full block's length or more, chanting as they went.
Andy! 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 Andy!
Under the famous oaks of the junior college, the noisy but non-confrontational group heard from a series of impassioned speakers, among them a pre-law student from San Francisco who gave his name only as Selassie.
We here peacefully, all you youngsters, we don't want no repeats of what happened with young Andy Lopez. So everybody here, be peaceful. Any one of us could have been Andy. I could have been Andy. My little niece and nephew could have been Andy. And what happens? Nothing happens. The police just say, well, we, you know, thought he had a gun.
Rafael Vasquez, a leader of the campus MECA chapter that helped organize the day's action, sought to place Andy's death in a larger social justice context.
Andy Lopez, when you look at the map, did not have a park anywhere near his house. We need to have equal opportunities for all of our youth. This is not just about a young boy with a fake gun walking in the middle of a field. This is about the inequalities that exist in our community. The level of education that our kids receive at Maria Carrillo High School is not the level of education that our kids receive at Elsie Allen High School.
By 1 p.m., the restless crowd, now grown to 1,000 or more, continued on to the county sheriff's headquarters, where black uniformed officers in riot gear stood impassively behind metal barricades as the marchers poured into the nearly empty parking lot. With additional officers watching and videotaping from the building's rooftop, the anti-police rhetoric intensified, much of it from activists who had joined the march from other cities, though the most incendiary comments were quickly disavowed by other speakers. Even so, the name of Deputy Eric Gelhaus, the man who has been identified as the officer who fired the shots that killed the 13-year-old boy, was frequently denounced. Yvette Pilarca, a national organizer for the coalition calling itself By Any Means Necessary, or BAM, said that even before last week, Gelhaus had a bad reputation among Santa Rosa's Latinos.
We've spoken to a number of young people who told us that they know who Eric Gelhaus is and that he's absolutely a bully. When they found out his name and that he was the one who murdered Andy, we had a couple of people who told us that they were not surprised because they had had their own problems and run-ins with him before.
Underlying the anger was a broad current of mourning. Sochi Martinez, a young mother from the Lopez family's neighborhood, wanted to create something positive out of the tragedy.
What I want is for us to get enough money to get a scholarship in honor of his name, the Andy Lopez Scholarship, something like that, because somebody like that could have been a lawyer, a doctor. He wanted to be in college.
Many in the crowd questioned the intensity of the investigation of the affair, demanding answers that are not yet available as those investigations continue.
Andy! Andy! Andy!
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.